Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The right fielder, Wayne Kirby. Batting third. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Herbert Perry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jesse Levis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alvaro Espinoza. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Roa. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting fourth. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Chris Snopek. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jason Baer. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Lofton. The throw from Carcoviche and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kirby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Snopek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thome hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lofton tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Johnson hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Roa. The ball bounces into foul territory, and onto the outfield grass. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Raines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raines moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Raines moves to third. Two outs. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry scoops it up and throws to first, with Roa covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Murray strikes out. One out. Herbert Perry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Perry takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Levis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. There goes Perry. The throw from Carcoviche and he is safe. Perry steals second. Jesse Leivas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Leivas hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Martinez. Leivas reaches second base with a double. Perry scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Espinoza hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Snopek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Snopek moves to second. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carcoviche bunts towards third. Tomei fields it and throws to first for the out. Snopek moves to third. Durham moves to second. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Snopek scores. Durham moves to third. 2 outs. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roa fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kirby is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Tomei batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tomei is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Tomei hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kirby moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Perry strikes out. 1 out. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Levis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Levis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ripken strikes out. 2 outs. Alvaro Espinoza batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Espinoza is 0-for-1 in the game. Espinoza hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Levis moves to second. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lofton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. There goes Levis trying to get to home. Raines throws the ball into Karkoviche, who tags Levis, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Espinoza moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Snopek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snopek hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durham for the out. 1 out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-0 in the game. Karkoviche hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Karkoviche reaches second base with a double. Ozzy Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a line drive towards third. Tommy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Kirby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kirby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kirby takes first base on ball 4. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Kirby. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. Kirby steals second. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Thome strikes out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Raines for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roa fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snopek is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Snopek hits a line drive into center field. Lofton picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lofton. Thomas scores. Ventura moves to third. Snopek moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Durham hits a line drive towards first. Perry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Perry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Levis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Levis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Espinoza is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Espinoza hits a line drive into left field. Raines picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Raines. Espinoza moves to second. Larry Thomas now pitching. Ruben Amaro pinch hits for Kenny Lofton. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Amaro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ruben Amaro now playing right field. Wayne Kirby now playing center field. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Karkoviche is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry scoops it up and throws to first, with Roa covering, for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Espinoza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kirby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kirby hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Thome strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Sima's now pitching. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 0 for 3 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Embry now pitching. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Martinez moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Martinez moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Julian Tavares now pitching. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snopek is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Snopek strikes out. 2 outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Karchner now pitching. Mike Cameron now playing right field. Dave Martinez now playing left field. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Perry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Perry hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Levis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Levis hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Espinoza is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Espinoza hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Amaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Amaro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Espinoza moves to second. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kirby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kirby bunts towards the mound. Hernandez fields it and throws to third for the out. Amaro moves to second. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Thome is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Thome strikes out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.